I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Boston original.
On Boston Sports Original.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
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 Said this morning when I walked in that Julian Edelman sounds like he wants to play football again.
Yep, he's feeling good. He's looking great. Sounds even better. Would love to have him on this show. I know he was a guest of ours for a season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sporadic.
Right.
And a big friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday he went on the local Rich Eisen podcast, or whatever the hell it's called, and had this to say about a potential return.
Call comes in from Tampa, Florida, or New England. Would you do it? Would you go in that direction, Julian?
You know, I tell you right now, if I had 3 weeks, three, maybe 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, start of the season, absolutely not. But if there's a team vying for a playoff run, guy goes down, could I get ready? I mean, I probably could.
Would you want to do it?
I mean, that depends on the situation at that time. Right now, I'm looking forward to Games with Names. We're about to launch this
sure.
unbelievable podcast. I got Inside the NFL streaming on Paramount Plus, of course.
There you go. Yes, sir.
So I got that coming.
Nicely done.
So
there's an I in Julian. I understand that. And obviously, those things you could do it at the same time, and they could be waiting for you too at the very end
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, you know, hey, you can never say never. So I'm excited for the opportunities I have coming on my plate right now. And you know, if any of those situations ever come up, I mean, of course, you got to take a look at them.
I mean, that is a totally different Bubs than we heard for the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Now get that man a Buccaneers jersey.
Yeah. Yep. Heading to Tampa.
That's where he's going.
It's situations, mm-hmm. not one situation being Foxborough forever.
No.
Nope.
So, great pickup.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he'd be interested in an opportunity with virtually anybody.
Well, not anybody. A team that is in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, based on the way it sounds, you know, if a team is in the hunt and they're, you know, they need a guy, I'm their guy. And if everybody, based on Curtis's poll, if it looks like the Patriots are probably not a playoff contender,
uh-huh.
it seems like Tampa Bay is going to be a playoff contender, mm-hmm. potential landing spot. You know what Brady does. Jules, hey, Bubs, what you doing? Jules is like, I've already packed my bag, Tom. It's just waiting for you to give me the okay.
Yeah, I would say what most likely will happen here is he waits for the Patriots, if they were to fall out of contention, as Wiggy alluded to. Then he then announces a comeback if the Bucs are good and Brady's there, mm-hmm. so that he can sort of stave off some of that hate from Boston.
But he's not going to. Wouldn't he be worse than Gronk?
No.
In the minds of Patriots fans after doing the whole Foxborough forever?
You're such a prisoner of the moment. Like, in 6 years, nobody's going to be mad at Gronk. Nobody's going to be mad at Tom Brady. They're going to be back here. They're going to retire their jerseys. They're going to have a celebration. Brady will get a statue. I mean, there has never been, other than Bill Russell, a guy that's done more in Boston. Edelman has one of the great catches in the Super Bowl history.
Yes, and that's why people love him, in addition to the fact
so he owes
that
you more?
Said, like that he said, Foxborough forever.
Why does he owe you more?
Grab that, Greg. Take that knife out of my back if he goes to Tampa Bay.
Like, what does he owe to you? He owes you the rest of his life, outside of the fact that he already won 3 Super Bowls.
Foxborough forever. Sell me a T-shirt that says Foxborough forever.
You can't even pronounce it.
And then all of a sudden, you go, you know what? I feel like playing again. All right, well, then go help the Patriots. Well, I don't feel like playing for them.
When James is 10... nobody in his class is going to say, oh, I hate Edelman. He played 5 weeks for the Bucks. Nobody's going to even
You don't think Bulls fans do that with MJ?
Not even for a second. I'm like close friends with a couple Bulls fans.
They're not real Bulls fans.
Making up Bulls fans.
No, I'm close friends with some real good
Chicago. Okay, what's his name?
From south side of Chicago, Devin.
Devin, I know him too.
Right? And he's a huge...
He's from the south side.
And he's a Bulls fan.
Yeah.
And Jordan going to... Washington, it hurts.
There is nobody in Chicago that says, I love Jordan, but I can't get over the Wizard days. That's so stupid.
Listen, there are people that are still, when he was alive, R.I.P., why am I drawing a blank on him? What the hell was the first baseman who botched the ground ball?
Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner, yes.
Yeah, they had him back to Fenway, and they gave him a standing ovation.
There are still people that to this day can't, are like, I hate Bill Buckner. You're telling me.
Okay, you're comparing Michael Jordan to Bill Buckner?
No, I'm comparing Julian Edelman, who sat there.
Why did people hate Buckner?
Yeah, because he botched the ground ball.
They didn't win the game. Well, in the Edelman case, he caught it.
Right.
So that's a horrible analogy.
No, and he sat there, Greg, and he had a whole thing. Didn't he get beamed off up into space as he walked away? And he said, Foxborough forever.
He did. I mean, he did say Foxborough forever.
Are you
and
guys
he sold
children?
T-shirts.
You had Tommy Traitor shirts a year after having him on the show and kissing his toes.
Foxborough forever.
I mean, okay, you know who I can compare him to? All right, Big Poppy comes out of retirement and then plays with the Tampa Bay Rays.
You don't think people are
going to be like, this guy's
in the moment. In the moment, they'll be frustrated. It will not dent his career in any way.
Well, you just want him to join your guy down there.
So I want him to join so that I can see your head explode.
Appreciate you over the years, our relationship.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Brady's going to play this year. Who knows?
Oh, he's playing.
Okay. Why? I mean, he's gone. I don't know where he is.
What is any indication of why he's out?
Well, I keep getting these people that think they're sleuths. They're like, Curtis, have you heard the Brady rumor? And I'm like, about his wife? Oh, yeah. Is that what do you think? I'm like, okay, that's not exactly like, it's everywhere on the internet. People are speculating. I don't.
Well, it's the people who are speculating that Kevin Durant bought his house.
I know. Well, there's this new Twitter account. Did you see this yesterday? We are the dumbest people in the history of human life. Like, right now is the single dumbest time to be alive. This one Twitter account where it's some random guy that says he's like a football looking, like a writer face in his avatar.
Uh-huh.
He said that yesterday during the joint practice, Mac Jones threw a touchdown pass to Jacoby Myers and said, grabbed his nuts and said, how do you like bees? And then it started a fight. Yep. The guy got 20,000 retweets. Nobody took a second to be like, this isn't real.
No, so KD bought Brady's house?
No, it's the same guy who reported it.
No,
love lady. It.
I mean, I'm sure you heard that at some hookah lounge or something, right?
I did hear that.
You could second that?
And I also heard the nut story. But come on, though. Hey, you guys, there's no way that Julian Edelman, if he does come out of retirement, he can't go play for no other
I know. He owes us an entire life of service.
So if you know
it's not enough that he played concussed off his ass in Super Bowl 49 with some of the best plays down the stretch against the Legion of Boom.
So then why say Foxborough forever?
Because it's what people say in the moment, Wiggy.
Well, you should know that.
Hey, did Goo Goo Dolls last night, Greg, say, Boston, we love you?
Yes, they did.
Guess what? When they go to New York, they say, New York, we love you.
Right, but how do you not see
this? You're all rubes and like, they must really like Boston.
How do you not see this of this being an issue? It's like the Gronk situation. People look at, there is a handful of people, a fan base that looks at Gronk like a traitor, looks at Brady like a traitor. And if Julian Edelman happens to end up in Tampa Bay, You don't think that they're going to look at Julian Edelman like a traitor 10 years down the road? You are out of your effing mind, Christopher. I don't even know your middle name, Curtis.
John
Curtis.
Yeah. You're out of your mind if you believe that.
You just said that people in Chicago looked down on Jordan for going to Washington.
Yeah, they look at him like a traitor.
In the history of this radio station, nothing has been dumber than that.
No, there are people that look at – there are diehard fans that look at him like a traitor.
Okay.
Because he – and there is a diehard group – we do this all the time.
What about people who hate Johnny Damon?
Right. What about people who hate Tom Brady? They call in. Yeah. How can you not see that?
Right. In 10 years, there will not be a person alive that says they don't like Tom Brady for how
he
went to Tampa.
You are out of your effing mind. Stop that.
Okay, that's a great argument. Stop that.
There are people like Greg said that don't like Johnny Damon. There are people don't like Roger Clemens.
Once again, you're comparing Tom Brady to Johnny Damon.
I'm just saying 10 years, 15 years from now, the time
they
is...
Just gave
they never forget.
They don't.
They never forget.
Greg, hey, what happened when the Yankees came to town? Oh, we did a video tribute for Andrew freaking Benintendi as a Yankee. We're hard asses here.
You said you listened to this radio station your whole life. Clearly, you must have had giant wax in your ear because there's a guy from Everett who calls in who can't stand Bill Belichick. People do not.
Okay, we're going to use Al from Everett.
No, I'm just saying
who says Parcells created the Patriots dynasty even after he left.
All I'm saying, Curtis, just trying to hip you to this, there is going to be a group of people in 15 to 20 years that will look at Julian Edelman if he comes out of retirement and goes somewhere else like he's a traitor.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you think that Tommy is a traitor and that Edelman is hurting your feelings, then you're a child. Then you need to grow up a little bit. They won six. Brady won six. Edelman won three, was the MVP of Super Bowl 53. If you still think they're indebted to you beyond what they've already done on the field, get a mirror and look into it.
All right. Well, will Julian Edelman play somewhere in the NFL this season? Sounds like he might. Here is Shime and what is trending.
Merlone, Fourier, and Mago.
Weekdays, 2 to 6.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Sam Adams Summer Ale. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with a hint of citrus, perfect for a hot summer day like this one. Crisp, easy drinking, Sam Summer is the beer of the season. The Red Sox get yet another win last night as they scored four runs in the first inning against the Pirates. They held on to win 5-3. Nick Pivetta went seven strong innings, shutting out the Pirates over those seven, striking out six. We even got an inning from Matt Barnes last night, who actually looked pretty good. The Sox and the Pirates go again today. First pitch, 7:05. Rich Hill on the mound for your Red Sox. You can catch all the action right here on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Network. And make sure to tune in to the Visit Massachusetts pregame show at 6:05. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Start your summer adventure at visitma.com.
May I go into the Twitch chat for a moment?
You may.
Excellent point in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from like DSKI1 or something like that. Wiggy, why do Boston Celtics fans hate Kyrie Irving?
I feel like he's a traitor.
Right.
And he left them.
Correct.
And he said, I wanted my jersey hung up.
Are you that? He said he was going to stay here.
Okay. Are you that dense? No, people hate Kyrie because he didn't win. And he left. It's different when you win and you leave. Do you not? People still. Ray Allen left, played for the Heat. He got honored when Garnett retired.
Yeah, there's a group of people who don't like him, myself included. Okay. I feel like he was a traitor and he left us.
If you really want to do apples to apples, do people here hate Larry Bird?
No.
Because he left and became the president of the Pacers.
No.
He never left. Years after he retired.
He never left.
I mean, he ran another organization.
Yeah, but he never left
to beat you in the playoffs.
He never left to play for another organization.
Oh, okay.
Coaching is
different. And people hate Kyrie because he's an ass.
No, because they feel like he lied.
He said
to
he was going
to
stay here, and he didn't.
Exactly.
And what did he
win?
He said
he was coming back, and he didn't.
He said he wanted to have his number retired.
Correct.
Up there with the greats.
During quiet evenings at NEMA, do you ever somewhat feel embarrassed about yourself about the Tommy Trader shirts?
No, I really don't.
Oh, my God.
Made some money for a charitable organization, Curtis.
Oh, maybe that's how you live at NEMA. I forgot.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So now I got to get it.
Curtis is triggered by this discussion.
Because I know it's true. Anytime somebody gets triggered, that's because they know there is truth in that. Now I got to get a Tampa Bay Jewels shirt or something.
The only reason people here are mad at Edelman and Brady is because they don't see their team as a contending team anymore. So they have to put, I'm serious, so they have to put that anger on the people that left.
It's not true. You just don't know. You just, you're blinded by Brady.
That's all
it is. Need a song. Blinded by Brady.
I'm loyal to people who did things that nobody has ever done here and brought me more joy than I could ever envision. Yes, I'm loyal to them. That's why I'm loyal to you, Greg, no matter how you treat me.
All right. Sean, what else is
there's actually an update in the Deshaun Watson situation. Deshaun Watson's camp is actively negotiating a settlement on his discipline under the personal conduct policy with the NFL, and a deal could be reached soon that gets him on the field this season. Mary Kay Cabot is reporting that for Cleveland.com.
Do you think it goes back to the original settlement offer that the NFL gave him, which was 12 games?
Did they offer him 12 games?
Yeah, that was the reports that were out there.
They did?
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, yeah. 12 makes the most sense because it's going to be 16 if this goes through the process, I believe. The guy that Goodell picked to rule was already, they already know what he's going to rule. So I think 12 games would be fair.
And yesterday, the Patriots put Joan Williams and Malcolm Butler on the IR, ruling them both out for the season. They continue joint practices with the Panthers today as they get ready for preseason game number 2 Friday night. That's what's trending. We go to Curtis with the weather.
And another great one in the Twitch chat, NY Sports Rule. Hilarious. Curtis probably owns 50 pairs of Brady underwear. Keep them coming, guys. Really funny. 69 degrees in Boston, cloudy skies. Little rain this afternoon, 72 degrees. Could you imagine being a grown man and giving your title NY Sports Rule?
I thought that was a pretty good comment.
You don't have any Brady underwear. I mean, he makes clothes.
I do not. It's out of my price range. Contractors, Burlington Lumber has everything you need to make your next project a success. With the full line of building materials, including Trex decking and its fully appointed kitchen showroom, Burlington Lumber has what you need. Visit Burlington Lumber today on Middlesex Turnpike in Burlington.
Who else would you trust with your balls rather than Brady?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of lumber, when we talk about Brady, Curtis has wood.
Got to be careful, though. Brady might deflate him.
Come on, where's all our rim shots? Yeah.
He almost did it again.
My Lord.
It was perfect. Right. And I led a great... comedy train after that.
Yeah, you did. All right. Like that one that caught on fire on the bridge, but whatever. We will be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
Thank you.
back. I think she'll be back Monday, unless she's feeling better. Maybe she could work from home. We'll find out.
She's always welcome.
Maybe tomorrow or maybe Friday. Who knows?
We should have Santo call in and sort of give us an update. You know, we don't want to put Courtney on the spot.
Right.
She needs to get well, rest her voice.
Right.
But Santo, I'm sure, has had a very hectic week.
He'd have to use one of those voice changers, though, that they use on the local news. When what?
Oh, I just thought of the Monte Teo story on Netflix.
Yes.
I feel so horrible for how I ripped and mocked. I mean, I don't like Notre Dame, but I mean, that story was just too good to be true.
Is it good? The
it's unbelievable. There is this woman who took advantage of Manti and said she was someone she wasn't.
Yeah.
Is the most evil human I think I have seen. And just not like, you know, murderous evil, but diabolically evil person.
Do you know how often that happens, too?
Right.
It is just... And this guy... Like,
are you asking for a friend?
No. I'm saying one of my favorite... Wiggy loves Ratchet TV.
You like Catfish?
It's my favorite television show. I watch Catfish all the time. It is remarkable, some of the things people do over the internet.
Talk about dumb. How the hell do you get catfished? Every time I watch the show, too, I'm like, these people are so stupid. The fact that you're
How does it happen most often? Is it like social media?
Yeah, so they meet on Facebook or like Kick or
First
Plenty
mistake.
Of Fish.
First
or
mistake
WhatsApp.
Is you're thinking you're going to find the love of your life on a social media platform.
Well, not all of us can get laid on the dance floor.
Well, you're correct. Yeah, yes.
And they start communicating and it goes to text, but then...
It only stays in text, though.
Yeah, because the catfish knows. Well, sometimes they'll call over the phone to make it seem more real because they are a woman, but a lot of the times, like... They're not going to video chat or send you live pictures or Snapchats or anything. They'll just send you pictures of the fake person that they're pretending to be. And that's how you immediately know that something is fake.
But here's the issue. When Manti Te'o was enduring this, it was pre-catfishing. This is 2011-12.
No,
this-
so that catfish was still catfishing was still happening, but it was harder to prove that they were catfish because there weren't videos
It was done via the fax machine.
Right. My point is that there weren't TV shows about catfishing while he was being catfished. It was not a national thing yet.
He probably didn't. Well, he clearly didn't know, but it was probably, yeah.
And he seems like an earnest guy. Like, he's legitimately this guy who grew up poor on the north side of Oahu who had really nothing, great player, trained his whole life with his dad to get to Notre Dame, and this person just ruined his life.
You don't feel bad for him, Wiggy?
No. Because you should know better. Like, you should be able to. I'm not going to. It's one thing you like, and Shime's right, because I watch the show. I'm probably not as avid as a fan of Shime's, but my wife watches it. You'll start texting and communicating with somebody, you know, about, you know, how much you love them and what they mean and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And then it's pitches, it's this. But every time it's like, we should meet up. It's like, well, we were getting ready to meet up and they canceled. Or we were getting ready to meet up and something happened. And so, like, sooner or later, you got to realize, wait a second. Every time I'm going to meet this person and, you know.
They can't make it.
Yeah, something already mysteriously comes up. And if you're
That's what Ken does with Courtney.
I mean, if Manti Te'o, and this was happening in, 2011? So it wasn't like it was that long ago.
Yeah, it was. It was not. I mean, watch the thing. It's very good. It was not common in terms of the popular culture. It was not in the parlance.
Right, what's it called?
It's Untold, the Manti Te'o story on Netflix.
On Netflix.
It is two parts. I watched the first part yesterday. It is unbelievable. But I have a question for Wiggy.
Well, wait, hold on. Do you think that the pandemic is responsible for more people being catfished because they couldn't meet people? So the only way that they could theoretically meet people was on social media?
I think the pandemic took it to another level because you couldn't really meet people in person. But it's just there's too many ways to be able to meet somebody in person today, you know, 2011. There was just too many ways, and so what ends up
happening... So you have no sympathy for the man whatsoever.
No, because I feel like what ends up happening is the person is so blinded by whatever they think is this imaginary thing of love, and they're not even willing to look at the signs of,
a scam.
Yeah, I've been talking... So do you get... Are you like... When somebody gets scammed out of money, that they just send them money... Randomly, do you feel bad for that person?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, why are you sending somebody money who's like over, you know, over a text message?
Because some people are actually like they have a good heart. And so they don't look at everybody and think that everybody's trying to be fraudulent.
And there's a lot of people out there who aren't nearly as confident as someone like you or Greg on a dance floor that can't necessarily do that in those real situations you talk about. Like, I know a lot of people that aren't that confident.
You've seen me grind on the dance floor.
I have. That takes an unbelievable amount of confidence. Good for you.
Preach.
But there's a lot of people that don't have that.
Did you feel bad, Wiggy, for the victims of the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme?
Oh, yeah, those are old people. A lot of them are older people, and I understand older people are getting scammed because they don't really...
I think the majority of the people that get scammed with those money things are older people.
But yeah, well, that I feel bad for them, right?
Older people also get catfished, too.
Right, but we're talking about when you
Greg's
watch
right here.
When you watch the majority of catfish, it's younger people, Sean. And I don't...
But they're not... And again, I don't watch the show, so I have no idea. But they're not catfishing those people to get money out of them, right?
Occasionally they are.
In this particular case, this woman, as Curtis said, is just an evil person trying to screw with somebody.
It's like sadistic.
Yes. It's sick.
And a great point in the Twitch chat. I wish I could say that more often. Greg Stone says, and Wiggy said Curtis has the black heart. He's sitting here mocking people getting screwed.
I think that you should, if you are communicating with somebody online, you should have more sense to go, I haven't seen this person and never met them in person.
Yeah.
What is up with that?
Okay, but when you watch this show, I'm telling you, she creates all these different people with different voices that he's looking to do due diligence.
Yeah.
And she communicates with his family. It's a wild, wild
ride.
And
when he does it, he's only, what, like 17, 18, 19 years old? Like, you're still a kid.
Yeah, I think he began when he was a sophomore or junior in college. Right.
There's also people, maybe more than ever before, where they live a bit of a sheltered upbringing because their parents do everything for them and don't allow them to do anything, so they're a little bit naive.
Yeah, that's
like this would be a quick question for you and Jess, but there's a new thing which is there's a hashtag for it on TikTok or whatever, where it's called no sleepovers, where parents don't allow their kids to sleep over the house of another kid anymore. It's the most, like, they allow them to have half-overs so that they can, like, I mean, the sleepover, one of the all-time great things. Who didn't love going to the sleepover and then you get up and the your buddy's dad makes everybody pancakes or waffles or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You wake up to the smell of crackling bacon.
So now America's children are not participating in sleepovers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean...
They said, like a psychiatrist said, you know, it's where, like, oftentimes it leads to drinking and drugs. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is, like, stop... Like, let your children live.
Yeah, but you can't.
Are you going to allow James to go on sleepovers or are you going to do half overs?
Well, I mean, we're going to have a background check of the whole family. Okay. But once that's cleared.
Yeah, once you know, if you like, it's one thing to have a sleepover. See, the problem is, Greg, when you grew up in an era, everybody knew everybody. Like, so if you were sleeping over Jimmy's house, your parents knew Jimmy's parents. They probably hung out with them. They understood who he was, but nowadays there's sleepovers and some of the parents don't know each other. I'm not letting my kids sleep over some person's house where I don't know their parents. I see parents out there that they let their kids, they're like, well, rather than Timmy being out there drinking, I would just rather buy the booze. Everybody comes over to our house and they can all get drunk and they can fall asleep here. And I'm like, Timmy is 16. Like, really? And so there are parents out there that I'm not letting my kid sleep over somebody's parents' house that I don't know. And their parents are like, well, as long as he's under my roof, I feel confident.
If there are no sleepovers, there will be no great movies like Stand By Me. Like how do you sneak out in the night and get on your bicycle and ride around when you're 13 or 14 years old?
Looking to see a dead body?
If you can't do a sleepover anymore.
But the thing is, and I agree with Wiggy, I would never, I don't know how it's done these days, but I would of course have to know the family.
But
well.
It's a lot, Curtis. When James gets older, you'll find out you don't know the parents as much as you used to.
Yeah, then I would say no if I didn't know the parents.
Right, and so that and that's what. But a lot of these parents, they're like, oh yeah, go ahead, go sleep over, you know, because they go to school together. They maybe they play football together, but you don't know the parents like that because maybe you don't live in the same town.
And Curtis, you know, you're not allowed to sleep over with James when he sleeps over sleeps over at the house.
I mean, it's always good to sleep over if she's a, if the kid's mother's a MILF.
I knew you were going to go there. Every real life scenario for Wiggy started with a porn scenario. You ever notice that?
I did know a kid.
He married a realtor.
I did.
Yes, he did.
I did grow up with a kid that his mom's was a MILF that I played hockey with, and we're like, all right, we can sleep over his house.
So you were allowed to sleep over
there. Yeah, and like, you know, she was like, you know, she was younger, so she hung out. You're like, oh, maybe you'll see a boob or something.
Did it happen? No.
Julie had sleepovers, and Greg would be downstairs. And he'd be like, he'd hear them walking down, and he'd be like, 1,001.
And he had
1,002.
And the other thing, Greg, he had older sisters, too, that were also easy on the eyes.
Yeah. Well, sleepovers ended for me when I got caught stealing food in the middle of the night at the house that I was at.
Hey, man's got to eat.
That was a real issue. I just, you know, whatever. I long for the old days when kids didn't have to have half overs. You can have a half over.
And why do we have to have
if you're good, we'll give you a quarter over. You could do a virtual sleepover. You can sleep over remotely.
Why do we have to have cheesy names for everything now too?
It's half like over.
What the hell is that?
Please.
So what is a half over? You get to spend half the night.
You go there for like an hour.
And then they pick you up.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Better off just setting up a play date.
Yeah.
All
right.
And by the way, I got big news during the break. I got invited to my alma mater for high school. The football coach sent me an email. Yeah. No. I'm not welcome for sleepovers. But the football coach of Rivers sent me an email saying, "Good morning, Mr. Curtis. My name is so-and-so. I'm the head football coach. I heard you spoke about Rivers on the radio. I wanted to invite you to be an honorary captain during our game against St. Mark's.
Oh.
I'm sure you will be pleased with our success."
Oh, wow. What does that mean? What, a coin toss?
We didn't have honorary captains when I played.
Well, go out there. They'll introduce them.
Curtis is going to sit out in a chair on the field and say, Rivers forever.
I'm gonna
private school forever.
And then get beamed up.
Greg's going to say NEMA. I mean, what are we doing here?
And then get beamed up and then be at like Dexter Academy 2 weeks later.
No, I'm going to memorize Al Pacino's speech and As Good As It Gets and just rehash it. But yeah, I told them one sentence back, it would be my honor.
So it's good to see when they really beat up on the boys from Concord Academy this year.
Look out, Lexington Christian.
The fellas.
How do they introduce them, though?
I'm not going to rip them. I don't want to get in trouble.
You know, normally, like, when they introduce the honorary captain, it's like a former player that set all types of records at the school. Are they like, yes, this is one of the players from back in the day that held the end of the bench down? How did you played a lot?
I played. I mean, we weren't good, but I played.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. He played one way. He played halfway. And now one of our greatest halfway stars, Chris Curtis.
Drink. Okay. He's that weird drunk guy.
We need audio of that.
I would love to.
You should do it.
I give good speeches, man. I get people riled up.
Yeah. His speech is going to start as my good friend Tom Brady says.
And maybe you can get your boy, the other weather smoke, Jeremy Reiner, to have Channel 7 come out there and film the whole thing, like make it a whole thing and put it on the nightly news.
No, what you should do is go out there and say this.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
That's what you got to do. All right. We're going to take a break. But before we do, I just want to remind you, if you cannot listen to this show and this radio station on the radio for whatever reason, you can stream it at WEEI.com every day. You can also download the Odyssey app. That is AUDACY. And then you can listen to us from anywhere. And when you wake up in the morning, you can always ask your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Number high school football wise at Rivers
77.
Ooh. Okay, because a texter is requesting some CC77 gear.
Yep.
Wow. For your honorary captainship.
Yep.
You were a lineman?
I was a center. Mm-hmm. On offense, and I was a defensive end.
How big were you?
Played both ways.
You're a little bit off center now. I don't know if anybody's told you that before.
Oh, man, what a place. Yeah, I mean, I didn't sit on the bench like Greg, but no I played, and we went 4-4. It was quite the accomplishment.
I got in hoops. I would, if we were up by like at least 40, they'd throw me in there. Well, they'd say double zero, get in there.
Double zero.
Just
wow.
Just don't touch the basketball. But you know the double zero story, don't you?
No, I don't know that story.
Oh. Yeah, so it really honestly led to a real self-confidence issue in adulthood. But I think it must have been sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
We got new uniforms.
Okay, all right.
At Neshoba Regional.
Mm-hmm.
But they ran out of new uniforms.
Oh.
So everybody else had a new jersey. I had the old 1971 double zero jersey. Probably because they didn't.
That is classic.
I guess they didn't see me getting much playing time.
Right.
Was apparently the issue.
They thought you were the mascot.
I was like, can we switch it up every week? Somebody else has to wear double right. zero. They're like, nope, hell, that's your jersey. Enjoy it.
Who's got like the practice jersey?
That was like a legit 1950s.
He's out there warming up. Like, everybody's like, why is the manager warming up?
No, as soon as you put it on, you want to go out and do a double-handed set shot from half court, like Bob Cousy.
Wow. I can imagine how short those shorts were. You
yes.
were already playing in the short days.
Let me tell you, a lot of fans started coming to the games when I put those things on.
Yeah, they started handing out puke buckets.
I said, make sure you wear your jockstrap at least.
Barf bags in section two. But, Greg, my question is this sort of like their passive-aggressive way to get you off the team? Like, they wouldn't kick you off the team?
Yeah, probably.
Sort of like Milton in the basement
that's
at Office Space. Like, they just stopped paying him, but he kept coming to work.
Right. And when it comes to Rivers, this is their way of getting you to make a donation.
Oh,
so
I
hope you understand that.
Oh,
his
dad
already did that, though.
Yeah. That's how I got the email from the coach. Nothing I get in academia is through my
own
work.
Did your dad actually email the coach and say, hey, my son Chris would really like to be honored at an upcoming game?
Well, I was thinking like it'd be a fun thing to bring James to, but he's not going to play football, so why would I ingratiate him with a sport he'll never play?
Don't tell me you're not going to allow him to play football.
Oh, never. No, thank you. No gracias.
Any sports.
What?
It's going to be interesting, that dynamic.
Why would you play any sports?
I love football, but it's not worth it.
What do you mean it's not worth it?
He's got a very big brain.
You work with Wiggy every day, and look, he's fine.
That's it. I'm fine. Foyer's fine.
Did you hear the first 2 hours this morning? He's
hey,
fine.
Listen, I am
100% fine.
I would thank God that if I got to where Wiggy is in life, my kids were as successful and kind and good as his kids.
Appreciate
so
that.
I will not make fun of his football brain, but I do not want James to have any added issues. He's already got my alcoholism, mm-hmm. my neurosis. I don't need to add CTE.
Any sports.
Well, that's a shame.
Is Jess big into sports?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she loves, but yes, she likes watching sports, yeah.
Right. So do you think, because the kids get to that age, and you got to say, all right, we got to put them in something after school.
You're not even going to let them play soccer?
Well, I wouldn't let them play soccer because it's for communists.
All right. So no soccer.
How dare you?
What about baseball?
Baseball's
the American pastime.
There you go.
Baseball, little chess.
All right.
You know, maybe pickleball. That's picking up steam.
Yeah.
Baseball could be a good one.
Boy. That hurts my heart. Football.
What about basketball?
Basketball. But
snugging?
I don't think. No, skiing's too dangerous.
Nothing I miss more than
than bar pizza. No, I mean, nothing I miss more than going to watch Breece Hill play football. It's the single greatest thing as of. I cannot believe you're not going to allow the kid to play football.
Well, you know,
it's really disappointing.
Things can change. Yeah. You know, yeah. Evolution. We'll
figure
it out.
You could allow him. Here's a novel idea. You could allow him to make his own choice.
Of course.
As a young future adult. Yeah. Maybe he could make his own choice.
He said he wanted to drive home from the hospital. I said, go ahead.
Because he's going to be a sports fan because you like sports. So he might end up watching the Patriots one day and go, oh, man, I want to be like those guys. Right. And then he gets into playing and he'll be like, I just don't want to be like Julian Edelman, though, who played for the Pats and said he'd play for them forever. And then he
turned their back. The future of football, if they get a way to test for CTE with living people, may be in doubt. Like the whole model, if they find out how to test while people are still alive, they might have to. That could blow up the whole sport.
Nah, it would just become flag football and offensive linemen would be the only ones out of jobs.
No, it would just be like what they're probably going to start doing at one point in time is that you have to sign a waiver and play at your own risk.
But did you ever consider not allowing your boys to play football?
Nah, I was as many.
I mean, didn't you sue the league?
Yes, and by me suing the league,
a bit hypocritical.
No, it's not. You think? Listen, they're in Rosa Parks.
I never thought about it like that.
What does Rosa Parks have anything to do with this discussion?
These civil rights people that had to sue people to open up doors for others.
Okay.
What we did, the people that did sue the league, is we made it safer and we made the mindset of like, okay, we have to get an understanding on concussions and technology. Mm-hmm. We opened the door for all. Now you look at these guys, the hitting's not as hard. They're not doing that kind of stuff. There's an independent doctor to make sure guys don't go back in the game. We made it safer for the future. So what we actually did is we made the game better and safer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, look at the NFL now compared to what it was when Wiggy played.
Right.
It's almost unrecognizable in how they treat the quarterback, the way the game's officiated has changed dramatically.
And even the technology and equipment from when I play to when they're playing, or like guys that played prior to me, whether it would be like a Steve DiOssi or a Fred Smirlis. So everybody has laid down the foundation to make it better. So I think all that concussion lawsuit did is it just made things better. So I kind of, when people say that, I say, yes, I sued the league with pride. Mm-hmm. I got nothing for it. No. But what I did is I made the sport safer for my kids.
James will probably be a professional video gamer and make a fortune, Curtis.
He will not be playing video games. I assure you
that's another thing he can't do is no video games.
Damn. Well, what the hell? Why is he going to waste his time playing video games?
There's a lot of money in video games.
I'm going to swoop in and rescue this kid and take him away
from
you guys.
Let's go to the trilogy.
There is a ton of money in video games.
Speaking of that, did you see that 617 text?
No.
I don't know. I assume it's accurate. Crazy scene over by Greg's abode at NEMA. A guy stole a cab and rammed it into the building.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Told you guys live in a hood, man.
I know. That could be an issue.
Seaport's changing.
AB just tweeted, Tom Brady manipulates the game, gets 14 days to go home, get his mind right. LOL. Now you see the difference. Put that bleep on.
So he's making a good point.
The AB Brady feud continues, and
yeah. So that sounds to me like AB has been whispered to about Tom Brady, who is taking a couple weeks off because of the Dolphins allegations, not for not for something else.
I don't know, but I don't know why Devin White, Brady's teammate, said that they're praying for him, for Tom. So who the hell knows what's going on? But when guys say, you know what, he's in our prayers, that's always like, well, maybe something's going on health-wise in his family.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to make a decision about golf.
Oh, yeah, that's on you.
It's on me?
Yeah. You're the head.
You're the guy.
I'm the guy.
I'm just worried. What if we get out there and there's a massive deluge? And then we won't have another day to do it. I'm just wondering if it's smarter to reschedule and hope we have a beautiful day.
I think everybody that was entered can still go, and we pick a better day where Coco can be there. It's nicer outside.
That's true. We're going to be without Courtney.
I think it
was. Who are we going to make fun of if Courtney isn't
me.
There?
Me.
Oh, you.
But, you know, we do that anyway.
All right, we'll make a decision on that quick. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for watching on Twitch. And Gresh and Keefe is next. On the records that the DJ plays, baby, move a little bit closer, 'cause I wanna feel you, baby. I wanna feel you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.